Level 800, CD 3, Track 5. Amazing Science, The Giant's Causeway.
The stone walkway on the coast of Northern Ireland is one of the country's most important tourist centres. It's a special place of science and legends. Many visitors come to this area each year. They want to see the Giant's Causeway, Northern Ireland's first World Heritage Site. But where does the Giant's Causeway come from? Why does it exist? People can't agree. There's a big discussion about the beginnings of the walkway. There are people who believe that there is a scientific explanation for it, and there are those who believe in a legend. For some people, these 40,000 pieces of basalt are a natural rock formation. However, for other people, the Giant's Causeway is the home of an Irish giant called Finn McCool. But who was he? And why do people say he built the causeway? In the past, Hill Dick was a tour guide for visitors to this beautiful coast. He tells the old legend of Finn McCool. Finn was one of the great characters in Irish mythology, or, if you like, Irish fact, says Dick, with a smile. He then tells a story about how Finn was angry with a Scottish giant who lived 25 miles across the sea. So Finn decided to go to Scotland. Finn was not a good swimmer, so he used rocks from volcanoes to build a road to Scotland. He called it the Giant's Causeway. Is the legend of Finn McCool and his causeway true? Did he really build it so that he could catch the Scottish giant? Well, perhaps, if you use your imagination. However, not everyone agrees with the legend. Scientists, like geologist Patrick McKeever, have their own more scientific story. They say that a volcano made the Giant's Causeway about 60 million years ago. That was a very long time before humans ever lived in this lovely part of the world. McKeever says what he thinks made the Giant's Causeway. The lava that was erupted very, very quickly, and the flows were very, very thick, he says. He then explains that the lava was a bit like mud on a hot day. Mud becomes dry and shrinks, or gets smaller when it dries. McKeever says that a similar condition with the lava made the many-sided columns. For McKeever and other geologists, the causeway is a natural rock formation. So, was it Finn McCool or a volcano that created the Giant's Causeway? Maybe it doesn't really matter. Tourists from all over the world have been visiting here and the nearby Irish coast since the 1800s. These people don't have to believe in the legend or the scientific explanation to want to come to this interesting place. Hill Dick explains why the area has so many visitors. He claims that every visitor has a personal experience when they look at the rocks and the formations they make. He feels that every visitor can make their own personal story about the place. Each visitor has their own experience at the Giant's Causeway because each visitor can use his or her own imagination. You can weave your own story around it, Dick says. You can look at a rock and say, that reminds me of something, or that looks like something. Year after year, large numbers of tourists and children visit the Giant's Causeway and listen to the legend of Finn McCool. As they hear these stories, they begin to wonder about the Giant's Causeway and where it really came from. Will the legend of Finn McCool continue? The answer is probably yes. These visitors and their interests may just help the legend of the giant Finn McCool to live for a very long time.